Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. The Fact and Fiction campaign is an initiative that looks at challenging the narratives that exist around immigration in Ireland. Created by South Dublin County Council, the campaign looks to stop misinformation about international protection applicants that has spread online. Alan Edge from South County Dublin, is a South County Dublin independent councillor, joins me now to tell me more about this. Alan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much indeed for having me, Cormac.
So what's the idea behind the Fact and Fiction campaign?
So the idea basically, Cormac, was to try and counter some of the disinformation that was doing the rounds about people seeking international protection. And it came about because we have a community integration forum where a lot of services who respond to the challenges arising from the displacement of people meet. And as mayor, I sat on that last year. And we had a situation, we've got huge numbers of international protection applicants who volunteer in the community. They do amazing work. They, you know, contribute tree planting, stewarding events, as well as working in the international protection hubs themselves. And we were in an appalling situation where volunteers who were doing this amazing work weren't able to get into their accommodation when they came home. So they were sitting sometimes for 3 hours because of the protesters, because of the harassment and intimidation. And all of that really down to the misinformation that was doing the rounds. For example, people saying that they posed a threat, people saying that they were coming here for the wrong reasons, just coming here for money and benefits.
Okay. So what I find really intriguing about this is that you're taking online misinformation and disinformation, you're taking it on in the real world, on the streets, so to speak. So let's go through some of the leaflets that you engage people with. The fiction, our local amenities can't cope. And then the fact that you counteract that with, what do you tell people?
So what we say is, you know, I think first you have to be honest with people and say there are, infrastructural issues that affect everybody. But you say that the important thing is that the people who are coming here for shelter, the people who are, you know, turning to strangers in a strange land for protection, aren't the cause of that. But we also say to people, look, the fact that South Dublin has, taken quite a high percentage nationally of people in international protection, we've benefited in terms of huge amounts of funding from national government through the Community Recognition Fund. And that has led to real improvements for people in the areas which have been taking the largest number of IP applicants.
Okay.
Sports pitches, Wi-Fi in the streets, improvements to community centres. So there's been real tangible benefits for people.
Okay, so that's one example of the fiction being taken on by the fact and how you engage people with it. Do you get good engagement? What do people say to you?
Yeah, we do, actually. And I have to say, I had a lot of people contact me, you know, who were very supportive, let's say, from the get-go. But what was perhaps most heartening was people who said, you know what, I had some questions and this has answered them. And I think that's the key, really. It's that middle ground that don't necessarily hold an extreme position, mm-hmm. but they do have maybe concerns and they are vulnerable to disinformation that's doing the rounds. You know, for example, that crimes are being committed left, right and centre by people in IP. So when you're able to reach those people, actually they're quite positive about that engagement, that the fact that you've actually clarified things for them.
Yeah,
and I think that's the real benefit.
Nothing better than eyeball to eyeball, isn't there, when you're trying to get a point across? Sometimes people, though, who go down the rabbit hole of a conspiracy theory online cannot be convinced otherwise.
Absolutely. And I think there's probably no sense in trying to reach the people who are, as I say, at the extremes, who are so far down the rabbit hole. And I know that in politics as well, there are people that you simply can't reach. I think the key is to reach those people who aren't necessarily conspiracy theorists, but who are susceptible to the disinformation that's doing the rounds, because it's quite widespread, you know.
Yeah.
This disinformation is going out in WhatsApp groups. It's no longer just the preserve of a small minority who are linked into these kind of conspiracy theories.
I
think that's the danger.
So I was going to say, that's the Fact and Fiction campaign in South Dublin County Council. Really briefly, do you know if that's going to be replicated in other local authority areas around the country, Alan?
certainly have had a lot of interest from people around the country and even in Northern Ireland. So I hope it will be. And I'd say, by all means, go ahead, replicate it. I would love to see it rolled out nationwide.
OK, great to talk to you. Independent councillor with South County Dublin, Alan Edge. Thank you.